Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer.
Say homage to our golfing fourth yesterday. Mike, if you missed that story, you're going to want to go hear it.
Well, the story did contain some sort of small rodent-like animal and a lot of rage. So that does sound appropriate.
God, he was fun.
This is an angry song.
Yeah, it's good, though.
I haven't heard it in a long time.
It actually doesn't have to do with yesterday. I think I saw a tweet, and somebody said, whenever I hear the opening line, "The world is a vamp," it freaks me out and I can't finish the song. And I thought, they're not wrong. It's kind of creepy,
right,
but it draws me in.
So I will...
Who's the artist on
Smashing
this one?
Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins.
All right, so start it over. I'll tell you when. And here's what I used to do when I was the morning guy at FM 94.9. Every single time, because I played it every day. Ready? Hit it again.
The world is a vampire.
Is it? Stop. Every
hard to believe
single...
you're not the morning guy at 94.9 anymore. Really?
Every
mystifying.
Every
as to
single
why
time.
You don't have that job.
Every single time.
The world is a vampire.
Is it? Imagine you're driving to work and you hear like, "Oh, I like this song," and you hear some idiot get on and go, "Is it?"
The world is a vampire.
Is it? I was so bored in there, I had to find ways to amuse myself. And our boss, Kevin, would be like, "Can you,
love of God.
Can, I'm telling you again, please don't talk over the music and play parts and stuff.
And you respect the artists and the format, please, Woods. You know what? You have a serial track record of not respecting the format. You've brought it again to all sports talk radio.
I sure have.
You don't respect the format. You really don't.
You're not wrong.
I mean, you could be on an oldie station and you're going to play hip-hop. You're going to be on a classic rock station and all I'm going to hear is jazz. And you're on an all-sports station and you're going to talk about yogurt.
Amy just tweeted in, at the Stephen Woods. I missed that. Yeah, she was one of my most hardcore morning listeners. I like, you know.
Is a vampire.
Is it? Every, I would just get bored. I get bored easily. I do. I get bored easily. And if you want to go through power rankings or mock drafts, I mean, I guess.
Let's put you on the country station and do a little, like, political talk or something.
Can you imagine me on playing that new, like, playing some of the new stuff? I couldn't do it. I'd be like, hi, that was terrible. That's the new Florida Georgia Line. That was maybe the worst song I've ever heard. Anyway, hope you guys are having a good morning. I just don't have it.
You are a program director's nightmare.
Your nightmare. You're not wrong. And a co-host's nightmare. I get it. We had a text thread last night. Ben throwing out ideas of guests and me just like a skeet shooter. Like, nope. Nope.
Pull.
Nope. Just over and over. Finally, Ben was just like, never mind. You guys have a good night. Just go watch the game.
By the way, coming up today on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is...
Nobody!
Because Woods shot down every guest idea.
Yes!
And that was nobody on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right, I know you're all wanting to call in and win the Padres tickets. Let's do the Incorporator first. And then when we're done with Jesse, I'll have you call in and win those four tickets in honor of Jesse's use of yesterday's Incorporator word. Now, are we going to play back the...
Do you want to hear
the part where we gave him the word yesterday?
Sure.
Okay.
So the word for today is...
Uh-huh.
You ready, Paulie? You want to hit it or you want me to say it?
You say it.
All right, I'll say it. Today's word is... Winebibber. Winebibber. It is a noun.
Winebibber.
Yeah, it's a noun. A winebibber. Paulie, hit it.
Winebibber.
Winebibber.
Uh-huh.
Has no business. In a baseball broadcast whatsoever. Wine bibber.
What does that mean, Woods?
That is a habitual drinker of alcohol. It's a wine bibber.
So like a rummy.
Yeah, like a rummy. Rummy
great
is
word.
Rummy is a great
way unused.
Oh, that guy's a rummy.
Oh, that a lush, a rummy. A yeah. Wine bibber.
Wine bibber.
So Jesse immediately said, I think I got this one.
Well, and so you guys have noticed, I've pivoted a little bit. My strategy has pivoted with Jesse. He thinks I'm going to zig, I'm going to zag. I just want funny sounding words.
Old timey words are good.
Yeah, funny. I want it to sound funny. Spatulomancy was one of mine, and now wine bibber is another because that word sounds funny to
so
me.
So he thought he had a plan right away, but as Paulie said, he texted later, and the plan was thrown out the window when opportunity presented itself last night. Paulie, you know kind of when this happened?
I know the time. It was like 7:45.
All right, so fairly early
second,
in the game.
Third and fourth inning, somewhere in there.
Now Vogel back 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Runner on second, two outs. In the top of the third, Brewers have a 1-0 lead. Stocky left-handed batter waits. Paddock a look back at second. And the pitch to Vogel back swung on and missed. Started him off with a curveball, 0-1.
You want this guy on your beer league softball team, don't you, Jesse?
I am.
Call yourselves the Brewers, it works. Beer makers, wine bibbers, whatever you like.
Unbelievable!
Vogel back waiting in that left-handed box. 0-1
from Chris
Paddock.
He recognizes the pitch out of the hand, and he just gets barrel on it every single time. He looked at Scan. He must have been like, yes, Scan, thank you. It was Scan. Here's Scan on one knee, flipping him soft toss. Perfect soft toss.
You did set him up, that they were playing the
Brewers. I didn't even think about that.
Alcohol connection with the game built in right there.
You want this guy on your beer league softball team, don't you, Jesse?
Call yourselves the Brewers. It works. Beer makers, wine bibbers, whatever you like.
Unbelievable. He's such a legend.
That was so natural, Bob, and I was looking forward to Bob's reaction. Didn't bat an eye.
No, it didn't bat an eye. Bob probably used it in everyday conversation.
He probably does. That's true.
Can we talk for a second? I'm never calling him that again after seeing him. He was a big fellow when he was with the Mariners. Dude, when we're watching the game together, Paulie, you probably do this with Megan. You're like me, where you go, hey, babe, look at, watch this real quick. Watch this. And your wife is like,
yeah,
I get it. I'm doing something. Like, and
she hates it.
She hates it, too. Mine is the exact same way. Does Jelly do that to you? Ben, Ben's not a real excitable guy. So you're probably not, hey, babe, come here. You got to see this guy. You're probably not that guy. I am. I think Paulie is. When he stepped up to the dish last night and he started to dig in, I'm talking about Vogel back. I go, Hannah, come here. She's like, what? She's folding clothes. And I'm like, you got to see this guy. She looked at him. She goes, oh, my God. Dude, he's the biggest big leaguer of all time,
he is,
right?
Although it's all the little guys who keep hitting the home runs.
I know.
Off the
Billy
Padres
McKinney.
In this series. Luis Urias, Jace Peterson. I mean, the little guys keep hitting home runs off the Padres. Vogelback didn't have one. He did have a couple of hits, though.
He's massive.
He is a unit.
He does look like a beer league softball guy, man. He is just huge. But props to him. Pretty athletic guy for being that big, too. It's like you see those offensive linemen that run like 4.3 40s. You're like, this isn't fair. This is genetics. I swear to God, I saw Tommy Pham was on first. And I swear to God, he was talking to him like, hey, man, what's your regimen? Like, how much you bench? You know, like, I think they were having a fitness conversation over
Tommy's
there.
Tommy's probably like, I do this thing on the treadmill. And Vogelback's like,
all right, now.
He's like, I don't see a treadmill.
All right, now is the time. I'm clearing all the lines. We're going to take the seventh caller again at 833-288-0973. Your chance to win a four-pack of Padres tickets to sit out this afternoon at Gallagher Square and enjoy the series finale and Denelson Lamet's season debut. Again, 833-288-0973. Seventh caller going to win. And if you don't win, there are tickets available. Go to Padres.com. There are seats. You can be one of the few, the 15,000 or so in limited attendance for today's final game of the homestand. But again, win them from Ben and Woods on the station that pays, 97.3 The Fan, 833-288-0973. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the other news of the day yesterday. We had the good news from Denelson Lamet. Also had some bad injury news for the Padres. I'll get that update for you next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.